Okay, we're dying over now, the top of the page.
I cleaned off the table 10 minutes ago. What, more than 10 minutes ago? Oh, no, wow.
Forgot that I just came.
Your whole collection.
My whole collection for after davening. Sorry. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel, the bottom of the page. Godel Talmud Torah Yes Kibbutz Avim. The Talmud Torah is even greater than Kibbutz Avim. She called Ois and Shonim to Yaakov in base Eber Loi Nenes. All the years that Yaakov was in base Eber, he never got punished. 14 years. Amar, we learned to be Zayin Amaral on top. Amar, we learned Lama Nim Nishnoitz Asher Yishmol. Why did the Torah tell us how old Yishmol was? What's the difference? Kedei Liyachid Nishnoitz Asher Yaakov, to work out the years of Yaakov. The Chassid says Eilish Nechai Yishmol. How long Yishmol lived for? Maas Shonim Shloishim Shonim Veshavah Shonim. 137 years. Kama Koshish Yishmol. Yitzchak, how much older is Yishmol? Yitzchak, we know Arba Beis Hashanin 14 years. The Chassid says Avram Ben Shmoinim Shonim Veshavah Shonim. Beled is Hogaz Yishmol. Avram was 86 years old when Yishmol was born. La Avram. The Chassid says Avraham Ben Maas Shonim Behoilu. And Yitzchak was born when Avram was 100, so obviously Yishmael was 14 years old. Yitzchak, but not his son. Chassid says Yitzchak ben Shishim Shonim beledes Oisav. Yitzchak was 16 when he gave birth to Yaakov and Esav, so Yishmael would have been then 74 years old. But Kama Havi Yishmael Kiddushi Al Yaakov Bashiva. But how old was Yishmael? Six was what he called 74. Kama Paishin Mishnah. So we say he lived 137 years. How many years? That's the left. She's in the last 63 years. But Tanya, we learned how Yaakov had been a Bishoshin, Barach Ma'avi Ben Shishim, Vishal Shonim. How old was Yaakov when he got benched from Yitzchak? He was 63 years old. That's the year that Yishmael passed away. Well, boy, but Pedic, Mesh Yishmael, we know that Yishmael passed away because he lived 63 years longer after Yaakov was born. See, Vayar Esa, Kibedach Yitzchak. He saw that he benched him. Vayar Esa, Yishmael, he went to Yishmael, Vikach his Machos, but Yishmael afterwards he got married to Yishmael's daughter, Achas Voyez, and Mashma, and we asked, since we know it's Bas Yishmael, Ainly Yedea Shiachos Nevoyas, Malamis, Shakicha Yishmol, that he was Makadish Yishmol, Vames, and Yishmol died, because 63 years old, Yaakov. So you know, that's how we know that this, the stole story happened when Yaakov was 63 years old and Ezra was 63 years old. That's right, he died. So who married him off? Vihisi Nevoyas, Achel. So Nevoyas, her brother, is the one who married her off. Okay, she's in the class. But Abesa, now another 40. So now we know Yaakov is 63 years old, if he follows his cheshbon. Now, start counting from now. 14 years later, Yosef was born, because for 14 years he worked 7 years for Leah and 7 years for Rachel. Adis Yalud Yosef until Yosef was born, Hashivin Vashiva. So Lachele Yaakov should be now 77. Uchsivin, it says, how old was Yosef when he became a Melel Yosef? Ben Shleish and Shonabam, Nepadi, he was 30 years old. That means Yaakov would have been 107. Hamei Vesheva. So Yaakov would be 107, Shevdu. And then you have to work out with 7 years of plenty and 2 years of hunger. Shevdu, Shevdu, Yosef, Vetati, the Kafna. There was 7 years of fullness and 2 years of famine is that, so he'll be now another 9 years plus 170, 116 is Meir, she's 116. Uksivin, it says that so Lucheli Yaakov should be now 16 years old. Uksiv, Yemer 116. Yemer, Padel Yaakov, Kama, Yemesh, how old are you? Yemer Yaakov, Padel, Yemesh, Nesh, Magudish, Leishim, 130. 14 years are missing. Meir b'shitz al-hafi, l'chayz 116, el-shmamna, 14 years, and I counted why not, arba esre shnin, to have a base, eber l'choshludu, 14 years before he went to Lavan's house, that he went to yeshiva to learn, and that isn't counted. What do you mean isn't counted? In what way isn't it counted? The time we learned, Hoya Yaakov, base eber, mutman, he was hidden, base eber, arba esre shnin, 14 years, eber meis, when did eber pass away? La'acha sheyored, Yaakov, in la'am na'royim, 2 years after, he went down to Lavan, 2 years later, Yotze Misham Mavoloi La'aran Raim. He left Pin Eivin with La'aran Raim. Nimtza Kishaom Adalat Be'ed. When the whole story of Yaakov the Rochel, the account of Yaakov Rochel, how old was he? Ben Shivim Veshev Hashon, 77. Because of 14 years, he was 63 when he left Yitzchak, but it was 14 years that he spent in yeshiva. So he was now 77 when the whole story started. Now it makes sense why he said he was 130 when he fronted the Pari. Woman no longer loyma and his high. These 14 years don't count. The Tanya will learn that. But I said Nimtza Yosef Shapirish Moaviv. Why was Yaakov punished that he missed out on Yosef 22 years of his life? Yosef separated from his father Esrim Vishtaim Shana Kishem Shapirish Yaakov Avinu Meaviv. The Yaakov Tlosim Vishis Yaakov. Just like he left his father for 22 years. L'chayli he left him for 36 years, from 73 till 116. The Yaakov Tlosim Vishis Avinu was 36 years that he's missing. The 22 by Lavan and the 16 over here. A lot of base, Eber lechoshelu, you don't count. Save the base love and esim shnanim. He's only 20 years. Why 22? He's only 20 years by love. Why is he punished? He didn't run home straight away. He spent 18 months traveling. 2 years. The time we learned, Yotzim Adam Naraim, Uvolay Lusukas. He came to Sukkot, which is summertime. Vasasham Shmoinat Chedesh. He spent the, a year and a half. How do we know? Shenemma, Vyakov Nasa Sukkosa. So it was a period of Sukkos. Vayivin Le Bayis. Then it was a period of Bayis. Look, Meah was a Sukkos. Another period of Sukkos. So that's three periods, summer, winter, summer. Ubeis Kael, also Shisha Chadashim. And another 6 months, Ubeis Kael, Vyikris Vachim Rukabanas. So therefore, 22 years he was punished. I don't understand, because the reason why he went to Lavan is his mother told him to go to Lavan, and his mother said, don't come back. It actually tells us that Menekes of Rivka only came the end of 20 years to pick him up. She told him, don't come till we call you. So while he was there, he was listening to his mother and his father. So why is he lacking a Kivarem? That group's Kivarem. So just because every day he couldn't do Kivarem, but it meant that he was there, Mekhaim had Tziva of his parents.
Which analyzes the Megillah,
because we just said that Mordechai was not liked by a number of people because he gave up learning Torah, and even though he was saving Klal Yisrael, but learning Torah is important. So Gemara starts telling you how strong learning Torah is. The only top cover the Torah, then Tzid Mitzrayim, and then Natzal the Fashas, and it's greater than Kibbutz Aim.
What I was asking was, we analyze the whole Megillah. Why is there no Masechta which goes to Kol HaTorah Kula and analyzes like this?
Because you got to go through the whole Shas.
You bring a pasuk here, you need a raya. You bring something, you have to have a smach, whatever. We analyze Pukim here and there when we need it. But there's no Masechta that analyzes.
In 4 pages, we were able to do the whole Megillah. How many pages we need to go through the whole Torah?
You have one perek Bereishis, perek Shmoyis, perek Vayikra.
This halacha, this is a story.
I would have thought that the Torah needs a bit of analysis. The horay is you have to the Gemara analyze where it needs to bring a proof or something. It analyzes in detail.
But I understand that once you prove that Talmud Torah is more important than the Tzolos Nefashos, you need to tell me that's more important than Kivud Avim. What's greater than the Tzolos Nefashos? And you tell me it's great.
What
and
is greater than the not in every circumstance.
Why not? Every circumstance. Mordechai Tzadik saved Klal Yisrael, and yet
because he's man of Exeter.
And yet he was wrong because he gave up learning Torah. So Shtel Zafar, give it a name. No, afterwards. Subsequent. But we need him in place because everything is fickle. We said before Achashverosh is fickle. Just because today there's no Gzeda, there's no Raya, tomorrow there won't be another Gzeda.
I thought he was punished because afterwards, when the Gzeda was all finished,
the immediate Gzeda was
Haman's Gzeda. That's for sure. But he was still. And not only that. No. But he was put number 5 right after Haman's Gzeda, and he saved Eden because during that time he gave up learning Torah. No. It was during the time of Haman. Forget about the Rotzel Reivachav, the other part, that he was pushed to number 5 rather than number 4. And that happened right after the story of Purim. Let's go back to him. Hadn loch migdal nekras. Next pedig. I koyed is a migdal mafreya. For some reason, migdal mafreya, the mafreya, the Rashi is attached over here. So some of Moses showing the mafreya means you read the chapters out of order. But the Rashi Ray told us in Masechta Brachos, the mafreya means literally word for word backwards, which other Rashiim argue. So the chedim here will be the same thing, word for word backwards. La yotza, number 1. Number 2, Karta Alper, you read the Megillah by heart, you have to read inside. Oh, Karta Targum, you read it. Targum is a holy language. B'chol Loshon La Yotza, you read any language, and what we'll say later that people don't understand, you're not Yotza. Machlekes Lashoni, what happened to you? Okay, second. Avokosha Loza Balad, but if a guy understands English, you read him in English, you kosher. It has to be from a text, and it has to be written in Lashon Kedesh words, but in the English language. If it's written in Lashon Kedesh, you translate, that's Alper, you're not Yotza. It's written in the English language. What happens if you also understand Hebrew? Can you read it in English, or is it only for people? Is it like a special dispensation for people who don't understand Hebrew at all, or is it for everybody? But a Hebrew, doesn't matter whether you understand or not. You always yotze. Korah sirugin, you read it out of order. Or misnamnim, or a guy is a dremel who takes a nap. Yotze. You're writing the Megillah and you were darshaning it and you were editing it and you, while you're reading it loud, the question of Yates Megillah in Kivan Lib if you had Kavana Yotzim. We'll see later about the Kavana. In and out.
So when you do a mitzvah, it doesn't matter if you have Ezech Das.
Yeah, but you read when you're like half what we had before. Ketzim Misnamnim, Nim Loy Nim, Tiv Loy Tid. You know what you're doing, you can't answer. Yeah. You ever sit by your shirt and you sort of misnam them?
It happens to me, yes. I don't know if you ever noticed, but it happens sometimes.
I'm also being misnam them, so. Hoysa kesuva besam. It was written different kinds of inks over sikra, different colors, red, and other colors over kumuz, over kankunum,
al yod. You say the translation is no good because that's being set off by Lahn, not for your text.
Oh, that's for sure.
So yeah.
It is. You're not Yetzer clear a Taylor Maturgim. You need Maturgim to tell you what the Pshat is.
But
the Turgim was between every Pasuk, they had a Maturgim to translate what's going on. And that's. Is the Hebrew, for sure. No, for sure those are Kedush. It has to be written Ashuris properly on a safer, proper parchment and proper ink. Not really. How do you know? You know, I'll get back, camera backwards. I'm a rabbi. I'm a crow. Kichsov amukizman. If you written and like its date, it's mas malam afreilo. You can't have the 15th day before the 14th day. Av kichsov lam afreilo. So to the writing, you can't read a later part before a former part. Fading more the midday kri exiva hocha ksi exiva. Say here, reading. It says doing. What's it do with reading the Megillah? Haim, you can't read backwards. To receive Leah's oisim shnei yom, elam ha'ach v'mir, receive by yom, elam ha'ach v'nasim. Iskish chesiva, compare remembering to doing. Ma'asi, elam ha'fereh loy, avshchil elam ha'fereh loy, you can't do backwards. Tony, we learned, v'chein b'halol, the same thing applies to halol, that what has been in sequence, v'chein b'kiddush has been in sequence, u'b'tfilin, by davening. Halol, menol, what do you mean by halol has been in sequence? Rabba, said, receive, mimizrach shemesh, admivar, just like the sun, rises and sets, halol be said in that order. Like today we're going to say, this is the way that it should be done. It has to be in this order. The day which the day should be benched, the way it's written. From now to later, everything's been in order. Okay, Krishma, Haino Krishma has to be. The time we learn, Krishma Kiksava, Divrei Rebbe. It has, and we'll soon see how we know for Krishma, it has to be done in order. And there, Rashi says clearly means word for word backwards. Krishma has to be way kiksov. It has to be done in Hebrew. Divrei Rebbe Chaman Michal Lash. You can say Krishma any language you want. My time there. What's Rebbe Savore? Why dafke Hebrew? I'm across the pasuk. Bahayu hadvori meilum. Bahayu ba'aviyosin. Yeah, be exactly the way it's written. But Rabbanon, my time on across the Shema. Michal Lash is any language you understand. Rashi top of the page. Bahayu hadvori meilum ba'aviyosin. Losh akay has to be losh and kedush. The way it's written. Said the Rabbi. But Rebbe. I'm a Krishma. It says Shema lochedi means any language you understand. Why only Hebrew? Ahu bebayle. He is Ishama, La Azlucha Mashatha Moitzim Epicha. Rebbe Yos Nosh, Mam means listen. You have to hear what you're saying. Articulate the words and hear what you're saying. But Abban Sabri, they hold you don't have to. Command the Omar, like Rebbe Yosi, Hakoidi Ishma, Veloish, Mila Azna Yotze. They are attacking that. You don't even hear what you're saying. But Abban Nami Hoxi Vahoy, this is Vahoyu. What do you mean? What do you do with Vahoyu? Ahome Boy Leslie Ikuma Freya. So we see that's how we know Krishma has to be done in the correct sequence. Rashi likel mafrei alma kriyishma le mafrei lo, and he can read backwards. Umahochi yalav tali the little time, but me learn the tam. But Rebbe, shekol shelo yikel mafrei minole. How does he know he can read backwards? Midvorim mikura said dvor b'hayu dvorim hadvorim. What's the extra hey? Teach you exactly in this order. But Rabbanon, how come they don't use the same drasha? Dvorim hadvorim le mashlo. They don't believe the extra hey teaches you anything. Says Igmar and Leimer, the fact that the Rebbe says you need a special pasuk to tell you daf kolosh and kaidush, had it not been for the pasuk, what would you have thought? That you can read Krishna in any language. I mean, Torah can be done in any language. Kesava Rebbe, kol ha-Torah kulu b'cholosh nemer, the entire Torah, you can fulfill the mitzvahs to do with the Torah in any language you want. What mitzvahs are there with the Torah, says Rashi, cholosh nemer, likreise b'cholosh, you can read it in any language you want. That means Rashi holds l'chei that kriyas ha-Torah on Shabbos and on Yom Tov is mehatayder, and you can read in any language you want. L'cheinitza b'krishma v'hoyu. Look at Teisa, call it Teisa b'chol shenemra. Pirish b'kuntz, shenitna likud b'chol lashon reitz. You can read any language you want, top tases. Likud b'sefer Torah, b'kosha. Shadi kriyas ha-Torah, elam ha-Torah v'rabbanon. What are you talking about? Kriyas ha-Torah v'rabbanon. Levad, the only exception is Pasha Zohar. The Havid Araisa, and Teisa in Brocha says Pasha Zohar. But Nida, so basically, if you learn Hachi Brisha, call Kriya Shebetayda, any mitzvah to do with reading certain psukim in the Torah, the Moshe Mitzvah Chalitza, Upashas Egla Rufa, Vidu Maisa, Ubekudim Chaleilos Shnepelele Namar Mesaita. So you have Machlekes Rashi Tesis. Rashi holds that Kriya Satayda on Shabbos and Yom Tov is Mehatayda, not just Parshas Zachar. Taisa says no, only Parshas Zachar, maybe Parshas Purim. The Ritva learns like Rashi that, and this Ritva Paskins, that Mahatayda, you have to read the Taylor every Shabbos and Yom Tov, and the Bach in Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way, and everyone asks where the Bach gets it from. He gets it from right here. The Ritva Rashi can argue what he means, because the other Rishonim Limp Shat, it means when you're learning the mitzvah of Talmud Taylor. We would have thought that you only can learn Talmud Torah and Kaddish in the language of Yetzer, and Rebbe says you are Yetzer. So three ways of learning. But interesting, here you have a mocker that is Mahatayr. This is only mocker for those who hold that it's Mahatayr to learn Torah. Back to the Gemara. So Lamech so Rebbe called Torah Kolosh on any language. These are not the words of Kaddish Nemra. Lomli Michtav Hoyu. What need Hoyu for? Moshe Norai. Really. Only Hebrew, so why do you need Bahayu? Because since the Shema, I could have argued that Rabbanon and Shema means any language. I need Bahayu to tell you no. Each the Sagat, I mean, I would have thought Shema, Rabbanon, because I'm going to Bahayu, that Bahayu means only Hebrew. Everything else is Hebrew also, but here I might have thought it might be different. And Faket also, Lema, Kasab, Rabbanon, Hol, Kol, Tayyid, Kublos, Kayyid, the only thing that's okay, that's why you need a Pasuk Shema to tell you any language. It's like that, the Bahalosh Nemra, any language. Lom, Libet, Shema, why say Shema? Say, Manor, Aye. Really, you can do any language you want. But because it's Bahayu, I would have thought only Hebrew. It's just how could I mean Bahayu could be? Because I'm on a Shema. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tefillah min nolan. How do tefillah has to be in order? The time we learn Shimon hapikuli. Who was Shimon hapikuli? So Rashi tells us. Allah say the kemishpat hamikrois. Because we'll learn later on. Hapikuli yesh oimim. Who was this pikuli? Shemistak shtake betzema geffen. He had a panosa ar katan. Shenikra pikula. It's called pikula. The Seyyid Hadadis brings, if I remember correctly, that Shimon HaPakuli, if you remember the story of Akiva, he found this kid who whose father was a Russia and everything else, and Akiva told him how to, took him in and took him how to say Kaddish, and that's how he saved his father from Gehenna. So he called him HaPakuli, Pukule. He took him out of where? And we learned before that Abigail said, what did you say there, Lashon? That is the word of Gehenna. Rabbi Akiva took this kid. Poku is Gehenim. So Poku was taking out, and Poku we had before of Avigayo, when she said to Dovid Mel, this shouldn't be a mitzvah for you. She said it was also to do, you shouldn't become be your yelida to go to Gehenim. Okay, right to Gemara. So this Shimon HaPakuli, he organized the whole Shimon Esser, as we're singing about it tomorrow, what that means. He did an order of the according to Pesukim in Beyavnan Yavnan. Amr Rabbi Yechonim, Amr Lamasi Tumel Lebraise. Meya veEsim Skenim. Entire Shek Nesa Doyle Vehem Kam Benavim. Amongst them there was Mordechai, Chagiz, Chaim Malach, Amr Benavim. Tiknu Shmoyne Esre Brachas Ala Seidim. Second 18 Brachas. We'll see later. So we'll see Rabbi Kuli fits in. Tana Bami learn Minayin. How do you know? Now we're going to go the order of the brachas based on Pesukim. How do you know Shaimim Avis? How do you know the first brachas should be Avis? Shneimet says in Mizmor the David says Havu LaHashem Bnei Elim. First thing is you give to the Eibishter Bnei Elim, the sons of the strong ones, the Avis. Umenayin Shaimim Gvur. How do you know the second brachas should be at the Gibur? Shneimet Havu LaHashem Kavod Voice Strength. Rashi Havu LaHashem His Kiddo LeFun of His Eli Others the strong in the land. Havu LaHashem Kavod Shemoy. He's safe for the crowd. Behalas Kodesh. Right to the Menayin Shoyimim Kedusha, the Hainos Kedusha never says, Hobel Hashem, Kovit Shmoy, Kovit Shmoy, Shtach Hashem, Hadas Kedush. That's the third bracha. Umaro, Loim, Bina, Acha Kedusha, Haino, that Bina comes out to Chaylam Das is the next bracha. Shanemar says in the Pasik, the Higdishu is Kedush Yaakov, the Kesol Yaritsu. So it says there in the Pasik, there should be Kedush, and then we should be Midas. Bnei Yisrael. And the next pasuk says the Yodu. So that's after Kaddish. That's after Kaddish. The next pasuk says in the pasuk the Yodu Toye Ruach Bina, that they should those who are wondering should the spirit they should understand. So we see that Bina comes after Kedusha. Okay, so when it's after Chayne comes then. So why is the next maslach lanu? The next pasuk it says in the pasuk Ulevava Yavin Vashav Verafolai. After Bina, after the Chaynin, this tshuva is slach. But then it's at the pasuk v'rafulai. So the next one should be for Einu. Why is Gula? Why is Goy Yisrael next one? Ihochel lemer afu basar the tshuva. Why is Goy Yisrael in between? Like that. See, there's another pasuk which says v'yoshu v'el Hashem. You return today b'shivirachmeyu v'el alakenu ki yarbelusleich. Yarbelusleich. So therefore, it seems that tshuva should follow right after slicha. So we have another post that says the four should be right after. Why do you put gula? Another post says, so we say from there, what? That a four had to come after slicha.
But before gula.
No, gula comes before the fuah. We have two choices now. So we have, we know that gula has to be gula, which is the pasuk before, which is where is it? When it says tshuva. So we know that tshuva, which after slicha, the next bracha comes after slicha, and then we know the four comes after slicha. Rashi. Lememra the gul and the four basa slicha. You're telling me that side gul and side the four come after slicha. But ksiv it says v'shav v'rapaloi. It says v'shav v'rapaloi. So l'chayde that the four should be closer to tshuva, should be. Ahu lab the four tachlumen. It's not a four sickness. A little four the slichi. That's all part of slichi. So ma'arav l'gushu. Okay, so we have two choices. We have basic gula and we have basic the four. Why did we decide that gula should come at number seven and the four number eight? Oh ma'arav matersh. I seen the gabe shvi. It said the seventh year the gula is coming. Leficha kavu b'shvi. That's why the seven bracha. Because v'amar ma'arav we learned b'shishi the sixth year kailas will hear all these noises b'shvi. The seventh will be a famine. Then the sixth year will hear noises. The seventh year mechamis. And but the eighth year he comes. So the eighth bracha should be gula, not the seventh. And the gemara, the mechamis is chal to the gula. The mechamis is already beginning the gula. So why is the food the eighth? Amar abacha b'tachshin nitna mila b'shminis. Mila is the eighth day. Shetzricha refua. Mila needs a refua. Lefichu gavu b'shminis. Rashi, ma'ar olam gula b'shminis v'lo refua achas slicha lechayda refua. Okay, we have two choices. We can make gula after slicha, and we can make refua. Why did you decide to make gula first? They're both correct. The ultimate gula Mashiach is later on. Each has their own bracha. And here we're not talking about the ultimate gula, levad megula zu. Besides the gula or goyel Yisrael, this goyel Yisrael is talking about our present day tzaris, not the ultimate gula Mashiach. We'll hachi given the shame gula Allah kavu b'shvius. Even though you tell me shvius is ben David, we're not talking about ben David and goyel. We're talking about our local tzaris. Still, because of the word gula, we can use it. Why this is for those people who raise the prices when it comes to when it's a drought or a famine or something, they raise the prices. The Chassid says, Shavoy Yisrael Rasha, break the arm of the Rasha. So that's Bichas Hashanim. Rashi Shavoy Yisrael Rasha, Eila Mayakin is at four. Those who raise the prices of Mafkin as a shah, and they gouge people's eyes out when they raise the prices of Maid. How do you know Mafkin? Shah, the Chassid, who parses in the Pasha, Yerub, Mr. Ka'arye, he hides over there like lion, Basuka, in his thicket, Yerub, and he ambushes Lachtev, on it. They chase after the poor people. Why only poor people? The Chalistim Oedev is only, you only chase the poor people, but Allah is Ashiru Oedev. Forget, you chase after the rich people. Ela Mafkir Sha'arim. Those people who raise prices, who do they hurt more than anybody else? The poor people. Because with Abba Sharaib, Daitim Lanim, with a poor people, the Kabay David Achmel, the Rachmim, the Milsa Shavoy Zoy Rosh, break their arms with a 10 Seva by them, put let the world be satisfied. The Kach Zoy Shavoy, Veratidosh, Risha Baltis, we mean Rosh, and over Zeshoy, but Daitil is Rosh, a guy wants to be Rosh, Dish, Risha, Latimsa, Avlash, like he speaks last week. Can't do it because it'll be so much abundant supply, they'll have to lower the prices. V'davik yamre b'chiz, David himself said, and I brach in kipitl tillim. So why is Nekbrach the capital of God in the Chesed? It says, "Va'atem Marisol, Anvachem Titnu, you Eden should give out your branches of Parechem Titzo, and you'll carry your fruits, La'am Yisrael, to my people." Because they're coming soon. So after everything, the world is plenty full of food and everything else. That's when they all come. Kibbutz Golias. Okay, the kibbutz kaps to Golias. Now Sadin, but the next thing is the Sanhedrin. Shneva says, "Vashiva Yad Yolai Vesa Kibbutz Gai." I'll clean you out. I'll cleanse you out. I'll purge out all the alien materials. See, Vashiva Shavtaikav Shoyin. That's when the Sanhedrin will come back. So after Kibbutz Golias is the Shiva Shavtaikav. The Kibbutz Shnasa Sadin Min the Shoyim Kolu HaPoishim because Emam. And once we have the Sanhedrin back, let's get rid of all the Mashima Tizikva. Get rid of them all. So remember, it says in Pasuk, Poishim v'chatoim, that yachta. We should destroy all of these poishim. B'kima shekolu ha-poishim. What happened the next thing? Is al tzadikim. Mitzrayim members can tzadikim. Once the Rishayim are get rid of, the tzadikim arise. I'll destroy their horns. I'll uproot their horns. So I'm the kind of tzadik. The koil gedi hat tzedik im at tzedikim. What did gedi hat tzedik come into? They're included tzedikim. Shneim at tzedim. The sefer talk about Avner Zaka. It's one pasuk. And the summer chen. The next pasuk says v'chi yogi yichem get. The heichim misrei memes kana. Where will their pride rise? Be the shleim in Yerushalayim. Shneim at says shalu shleim Yerushalayim. Should ask how Yerushalayim is doing. Yishloyo avoyach and the peacefully all yours will love him. This is the order of the whole heisus.
Is
in the Taylor.
So that's the meaning of giving
covenant
straight after.
That's from Tzadikim, because Zokim says that's going kind of Chochma. And the next passage says, so that's why Ger Tzadik. So Tzadikim and Ger Tzadik all the same. That's why you put in the same block. Al Tzadikim, Achsidim, and so Ger Tzadik. Okay. Then the Kibbutz Shenivus Yerushalayim. Once Yerushalayim is built, Bod David. David will come. So then it says in the passage, Acha Yeshua b'nei Yisrael, after Eden return, who bikshut Hashem alakem, the sush b'nei Yisrael v'dov Malcolm. So we see that what? That's my next bracha is by David. The kibush is by David, boss of Trilla. Next one is Trilla, Shemar says, v'havi yaisim ala kochi, v'simachtim b'beis Trillasi. Kivin Shabbos Trilla, after Trilla, bo avayda, comes to say. Shemar says, all the same, z'chein l'osan ha-mizbichi, they'll all come ha-mezbech. The kivin Shabbos avayda, boss of Trilla. The next thing is Trilla. We thank the Ebershter. Shemar says, and once one of the Kabbonas, z'veyach Trilla, yichab d'roni. Uma ro, loim b'bichas kainim achado, why is b'bichas kainim after hado? D'chsiv, v'yisa aranis yodliv elohom, v'yivarochim benchtem, v'yod masas hachatos, v'oilu ha-shlamim. So we see that what? That b'bichas kainim comes right after the Kabbonas. That pasuk is before Avayda. He comes down from. Doesn't say he's going down to make the chatas. He comes down from. I mean, the chatas he made first, and then he brought the taida. Miksiv lasses me'as ksiv. The lemer achal Avayda. So say after Avayda sakadat, the ksiv is a veach taida. So he says taida was there as well. My chazir is samchir ha'i samchayim. Mistabel avoid v'do chadim is all one thing. Rashi, when we chadim Rashi, acha yeshuv at the top of the page. So acha yeshuv lebeis hamigdash. Ubiksha kodesh baruch hu David Malcolm. That's when it starts for the Eberstein David. The ve'ach toide acha zvicha min hoido. Shecht v'yed ma'asa chad v'ele chadim ilzi av hoido avoid v'shem Malcolm. I want that hoido is part of avoid for the Eberstein. Umaro loyma sim shalom acha biches kani. Why sim shalom the last bracha? You see what it says. The samu eshmi abnei Yisrael vani abarachem. I'll bench them after biches kani. Bracha da kodesh baruch hu shalom. What is the bracha shalom? Sim shalom. Shneim it says. Hashem yivorech es amay with what? Bar shalom. Freddie Gemara. Now you start off saying shimon apakuli v'chimi acha the meyav esim skenim. There were 120 skenim. Umehem kamon neviim. There are number neviim. Tiknut fila ala seida. They use all the tzukim. Shimon apakuli my hida. What did he do? And he was late on Tzadik Abakiva. Shokhum v'chazur v'sadrum. Can you imagine they forgot Shemun Esser? So the Mefarshim read Marat Chai, as I said, the Pshat is, they of course they knew Shemun Esser, but they couldn't remember what was the basis for the order, all these psukim that we just brought. And that's what he brought down. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay, we're stopping here for our mitzvah.